The mountains were as high as the water was deep, and there was a great stillness in the air. Almost the only sound was that of the boat as it cut through the quiet water. Now and then could be seen a little Norwegian village with its red and brown wooden houses hugging the shore. But most of the way there was no shore to hug, for the mountains dropped straight into this long, narrow arm of the sea. Toward evening, as the children stood at the prow of the boat, they sighted Balholm. It is one of Norway's summer resorts, and a colony of artists live there in pretty red houses stretched along the shore. There is a big white hotel by the boat landing, but the children were looking eagerly toward the houses. "I wonder which is Uncle Nordahl's," Mina said. "I'm sure it's the one with the carved Vikings on the roof." "There's Uncle Nordahl now," Karsten answered. "And we'll soon know which is his house." Uncle Nordahl greeted them and led the way past the hotel to his small red house facing the fjord. A tree stood beside it, and he had built a tree house where he often sat to paint. From this high studio he could see far out over the fjords and study the ships, the image of which he caught for his pictures. But now he led the children inside the house. It had wood carving all about the window frames, and the curtains were embroidered in bright-colored yarn flowers. The children sat in the window seat while Uncle Nordahl told them stories of the Vikings. No matter how often they heard Viking stories, Mina and Karsten wanted to hear more, for the Vikings were their heroes, and the whole history of Norway was made up of their daring adventures. Uncle Nordahl told the children of a Viking ship he had seen recently in Oslo, the capital city of Norway. Living as they had in the quiet valley, Mina and Karsten had never seen the ship that had been found only a few years before buried in the sea.